This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, talking now with Danvers High School football coach Ryan Nolan. And Ryan, welcome back to MSO. It's been too long. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back on, Rick. But everything's going well.
Yeah, I would say so. Before we take a look at your three-game closeness here, tell me a little bit about what you expected from this gang when you first got together in August. In other words, who you had for returners and what kind of a team you thought you would have.
Well, one thing, we knew we were going to have a lot of kids back from the previous year, graduating a smaller class, but we lost some really important kids like George DePoole and Owen Shanbar and Mike Albano and Perry and Burke. There was a bunch of kids that really contributed, but we knew we had a young team and a lot of kids back. We're still a very young team on both sides of the ball. So it was a little uncertain, you know, how we would respond, but the kids really had a great off season working out. We had really good numbers that were consistent, and I think the hard work they put in the off season has showed. But, you know, being an inexperienced team, the kids have stepped up, and I think we've got some depth. We still have to refine some of the details. But going into the season, you know, we knew we could play with people, and we just had to, you know, get comfortable and really understand what we're doing. And I think the kids have done a really good job.
You know, for a young team, coming right out of the gate, facing Concord, Carlisle, Salem, and Reading, that's a tough schedule to start, especially, the out-of-league games. And tell me about how that worked out for you.
Well, it was interesting, the first game versus Concord, Carlisle, because they had a new offensive coordinator that just came in. He showed a lot of new things we haven't seen before in the opening game, motions and shifts and a whole different scheme. So we had to really adjust on the fly. Offensively, second year in the double wing, I think we've taken huge steps in our overall knowledge of the system. I also think, you know, with our offensive coordinator, Brian Ibbotson, and Tommy Wallfield, our line coach, Kyle Brennan, line coach, Tom Ladd, working with the running backs, we've really got to a point where we can teach the system and we're really efficient in how we go through and drill, you know, the different concepts that we have. So, you know, that's moved really quickly, and the kids have really grasped and understood the information we're trying to give them. So went into that first game as a slugfest, and a lot of things happened, but we were able to pull out the win with a minute to go in the game on a touchdown pass from Nate Wise to Jack Houston. So, you know, those are two guys who made the play at the end of the game, but had a bunch of kids step up across the board.
I'm looking at those games, and first of all, Concord, Carlisle, Reading, those, your first two games were away, and Salem had a big win the week before you played them, another one-score game, and then the Reading game, and I don't know, what do you want to focus on, Ryan? Tell me about the last 2 weeks.
I think the biggest thing is resilience and the kids hanging in there tough. I think we were able to, in both games, move the ball well. We got caught up a couple times. Salem did a great job, had a goal line stand. I think they stopped us twice inside the 10, but we moved the ball effectively, and we felt really good about what we were doing offensively with our line and our, you know, everybody basically in our offense is forced to block and be a football player and our physicality, so we felt good about that. We also had a couple of kids who were sick who couldn't play last second, and we had a couple of injuries to players as well in that game, mm-hmm. in the beginning of the game. So we had to get the new guys in, and you know what? A lot of kids really stepped up, jumped into roles, and really owned it. And we were down in both games, and the kids never quit, and they just kept, you know, one play at a time, and we were able to pull it off. So, you know, with a young team like that and to have that resilience and to be able to take a one play at a time and come up on top at the end, it was a great sign for, you know, the type of kids we had and the type of competitors that we have.
The Reading game, I'm reading the account here in the Salem News, and it looks like it must have been a wild one. But does your offense start with this sophomore running back?
I think the biggest thing with our offense is it's a team effort. And again, in football, we say that all the time, but Zach Fultz is a fantastic back, but he didn't play the previous game. And K.O. Bogart's had an unbelievable game for us at running back, along with Jack Houston, who's been a mainstay for the 3 weeks. So we've rolled through like four or five running backs, with those three being the guys who've seen the most carries. So, Zach had an unbelievable performance offensively. Also had a huge block punt for us, and it was great to have him back, and he's a fantastic talent. But, again, you know, it's him blocking when someone else gets the ball, and on all of his carries, it was a, you know, team effort to get to our blocks from our running back to our quarterback to our fullback, Mac Nicoforo, who's an excellent, excellent fullback in our line in general and our tight end. So, you know, it's really good. We feel like we got some talent, some young talent, and at the running back positions, Bogaerts has really provided us with the spark as well as a senior running back. And, you know, we're really happy with, you know, the physicality we're playing with and the focus and the attention to detail offensively. We really feel good, and we feel as though we're picking up steam as we're going along.
What do you see the most improvement in your team, Ryan, going back to the first game to now? Where's the improvement that is noticeable for you?
I think there's a better understanding in everything we do in offense and defense. I think one thing that has been a huge improvement that we've been forced to do is depth and game experience depth that kids have had to jump in and, like, own roles because of injuries and different factors and illnesses. So we feel like we have more kids that can play at the varsity level right now who have proven it. I think just with the details of everything we do offensively and defensively, we've improved. Defensively, we're exceptionally young, so we've got a lot of work to do to get some of these new players as sophomores and even juniors really playing at a high, consistent level. And I think that's one thing that we're a little bit ahead on offense as opposed to defense, the consistency of doing what you have to do every play. And, again, there's a few more variables in defense, but that's one thing we're going to strive to improve on. And the other thing, I think we've gained an advantage in the first three games with special teams.
Well, that's good because early in the season, I'm sure that's hard to put all that together with kids, you know, with all the moving parts that you have. I got a couple of other quick questions, Coach. We hear about mental toughness in the pros and so on. In high school, because of the close games that you've had, does that nurture mental toughness because you sort of have to really pay attention to everything all the time?
I think in a lot of ways the mental toughness is the byproduct of doing things right in the winter and the spring and the summer and your work and then having practices that are demanding and that are tough that, you know, that can create a game-like atmosphere with a little bit of pressure sometimes. So when you get into those situations, it's not something new. The kids understand what's going on. They're not fazed by the environment or the pressure or the atmosphere. And they're able to do what they have to do. So I think the mental toughness is, you know, a reflection of, like, you know, how hard the kids are working and the focus they need during the game week. And then on top of it, I think it's, you know, leadership coming through in those tough times, kids continuing to, you know, push and reset and go and play the next play as hard as they can. And I think we've got a lot of really good emerging leaders coming up along with that senior class.
All the years I've been following sports, I've never heard an answer like that good, that is news to me. That makes sense, that it's a mental toughness comes from life, from everyday things, especially, the, you know, in practice and as you said, year-round a commitment. Wow, okay. All right, finally, Coach, you mentioned one of your captains. Mention your captains and a couple of important guys up front.
Sure. We have five captains this year. We've got Caleb Hostler, who unfortunately got injured, but will be back in the Salem game, who's a senior tight end linebacker for us. Then Mason Ellsworth, who plays in D-tackle, but is primarily a center for us, who's senior as well. Then we have the aforementioned Jack Houston, who's a junior outside backer and running back. Junior quarterback Nate Wise, who also plays defensive back. And junior Dylan Kenny, who plays guard and D-line for us as well. So, you know, we got five really good leaders. Typically don't have as many young guys in those roles, but these guys really stepped up and embraced that. All three of the juniors played a lot and showed leadership qualities as sophomores, so that's great. And they're doing a great job along with Mason and Caleb. And up front, I think we've got a great group. We've lost Calvin Ramirez in the Salem game early on as well, who's playing tackle for us, doing a really good job. Senior Josh Gargiulo has been a huge player for us as a tackle guard on offense and defensive line. You know, we have linemen as well. Graham, who's doing a great job, who's a senior. And we also have a bunch of tight ends that have stepped in and done well with Nick Aris. And we've had TJ Fluellen, who filled in for Caleb Hoffa. And I think one real hidden gem for us has been Matt Nicofora, our fullback and middle linebacker, just done an exceptional job offensively and defensively, and has played almost every snap, every game for us, and finds a way to go full speed and plays physical every single snap. So he's been huge. And again, naming those names is other kids that I've left out too, that play big roles on our offensive line or tight end. But, you know, it's a real collective effort, and we think we've got depth too. We've got a backup at every position that is ready to go in, and, you know, they've really done well at the JV level, knowing what they're doing and just being able to execute, and they play hard and tough.
Sounds like a typical Ryan Nolan Danvers coach team. Oh, my goodness. Coach, you're back home on Friday night against Winthrop, so tell me about this back-in-the-league action. What do you expect from the Vikings?
Just expect, you know, Winthrop's one of those teams that you just know. It's a football town, tough kids. They're really well coached. They're going to come and play. And last year, they really put it on us. They went and executed great. We did not play our best offensively, defensively, as special teams. We understand, watching that film, that we really got to go and take care of the small things and the details and show discipline and, you know, that we didn't show last year as maybe a little bit younger of a team. But, you know, they're always a challenge with their wing T, and we know defensively that they're tough kids and they're going to come after you. So, you know, we definitely have a work cut out for us, and they're always a challenge, and they're pretty dynamic with how many things they can do, how many formations they can throw at you. And they've got a couple big, you know, athletes that can run that can, you know, can change the game in one play. So we're excited for the challenge, and we love playing Winthrop. You know, have all the respect in the world for them as, you know, a team that will play anybody and plays tough and plays the game the right way. And Coach Gattigan and his staff does a great job. So we're working as hard as we can to get ready for Friday night.
Should be another fun night for the fans. Ryan, great start and great talking with you. Good luck this week, and I'll check in with you later.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate you having me on as well. And, sounds great.
Okay, Coach, take care. All right.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. That is Ryan Nolan, the Danvers High School football coach. I get so excited, especially after I've had my second cup of coffee. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.